my record anymore. Like, why would they take away my... there's so many different things that are ridiculous. It's insane. So, you know.
Well, my advice to you on the 3rd, on the 10th is, you know, I would...
make it quick and brief.
Yeah, and you know, go through it a couple times before you start testifying, just so you... aware of the time.
Right, for sure.
Like I said, it goes real fast. Yeah,
for sure.
And you have a lot of information you want to try to convey to us. So
right.
To the extent you can make it concise.
It'll help.
It'll help, yeah.
I'll do that. I'll do as best I can, obviously. You know.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
It is very easy for the police to just arrest people nowadays. You know what I mean? It's very easy for citizens to be going about their daily lives and then to all of a sudden be, you know, placed in a situation where now they have to defend themselves. Now they have to, you know, say, hey, you know, this isn't what happened, this is what happened. And unfortunately, the police are given more authority. They're given more credence and credibility to what they say and to the reports they write. So, you know, it's unfair to begin with, you know, and it's a violation of our Fourth Amendment rights, you know, because, again, we are free, excuse me, again, we are innocent until proven guilty, you know, and that's what it, and that's, for me, what it boils down to. You know, at any point in time, if I hadn't been found not guilty right now, for resisting arrest, I would have a resist arrest charge on my record. You know what I mean? And that would follow me for the rest of my life. You know, I was very lucky that I had my neighbors that were more than willing to be witnesses for me because they saw the police doing wrong. And then...
we've been listening to Justice Deferred, a KABU-produced program during Political Perspectives this morning. Thanks for tuning in. Next up, we have Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. And then at 10:15, we got Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 o'clock, The Dirtbag tells you how to thin your fruit and vegetables to enhance your final crops. This is KBOO Portland. It's 10:01. And please stay tuned for Air Cascadia.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of screening of the documentary We the People 2.0 on Friday, May 12th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. We the People 2.0 tells the story of people across the United States who have faced decades of environmental assaults, such as oil trains, pipelines, and fracking, and what they are doing about it. There will be a panel discussion following the screening featuring Portland-based community rights and environmental activists. Again, that's Justice Within Reach on Friday, May 12th from 6 to 10 p.m. at First Unitarian Church Elliott Chapel, 1211 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, May 10th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio. And we're going to need plenty of resistance because apparently our so-called democratic leadership has yet to find its feet in the heaving seas that would be normally in days past be considered a government. Apparently no one in the government knows how to govern, but they know they know who's in it for what to a certain degree. The weather today, mostly sunny with a high around 81. That's right. Yes, 81. It's getting hot in here. And for tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 57. Tomorrow, showers returning, then mixed with clear skies and a high, once again, around 81, falling off by tomorrow night to overcast skies, lows around 55 and a bit of a drizzle falling down around us. Our guest today is James Henry, back again to help us deconstruct some of what's behind Donald Trump's recent actions. No matter when this took place, it would still be passing strange. But this, knowing that Comey was to testify on Thursday about Russian involvement in the Trump government, that alone would certainly cast a little bit of suspicion. The fact too that we're told that when Trump made the announcement or the tweet, he had Kissinger at his side, and that they say that no matter how you intend a message, it's how it's received on the other end that matters. And so James Comey's out there in the wild, wild west talking to a bunch of other feds when what to his wondering eye did appear but a pink slip up there on the big jumbotron. So this is far, far more serious. It's pretty serious, pretty damn serious. But when you mix in North Korea and China and what the Russians expect to extract from this whole fiasco, that's where it gets really dicey. And still, we have the report in Zembla that James Henry brought to light recently. That goes into great detail the strange entanglements of the Trump administration. I seriously doubt that, given what we know of Donald Trump's intellectual abilities, I seriously doubt that he himself understands what he's got himself into. Somebody waved the prospect of money in front of his face, and like, you know, the Pavlovian dog, Donald Trump responded without any awareness or any understanding. This is my opinion. There's a great deal more involved here, and it all does seem to revolve around Russia and Trump and the Trump family of products, their involvement in Russia. So We do have headlines. Oh, indeed we do. We had yet another. Apparently, they've been. You know how you, like when you want to clean out your house, and so you kind of put everything in boxes, and you load those boxes on trains underneath your house, and then at some point, everything, it caves in, and all that radioactive stuff that was in your house that you put in those cardboard boxes. Bang! You have a huge problem. That's exactly what they did at Hanford. They just stashed some nuclear waste in train cars, and of course, what they expected happened. And now they're attempting to cope with it. Cleanup is going to be difficult, and what they're going to do to contain it is problematic. If it was my nuclear waste, I'd put some plywood on it. and forget about it. But it's their problem, not mine. So I guess I can, as I say, keep my powder dry. I can keep my plywood dry. Unless, of course, they ask, and I do anything for my country, right? So, yeah, they've got a problem up at Hanford. It's not really that funny at all. There are so many aspects of the Trump firing that. Good morning, James. I am so happy to have you with us today. I cannot help but refer back to that Zembla piece. There are many different threads to trace, all crossing, all intersecting, and all it seems revolving around Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. Good morning to you, and thanks for being back. Can you talk about the timing of the firing of James Comey? We know that Thursday he was going to testify, but how else is, and what else is this connected to?
Well, I mean, I think the most obvious thing is that the Trump investigation was building, and Comey was scheduled to testify in front of the Senate next week, Senate Intel Committee. He had asked for more money for his investigation, which indicates that he was going to go on longer. This is the only serious investigation that we've been able to put together into all this collusion that went on last year. Trump is not stupid. I mean, he is, I think Democrats have consistently underestimated the guy. Many of them had called for Comey to resign. In fact, blaming Hillary's election on his decision to reopen the email case. Now Trump is using that as the excuse to fire Comey. Well, that's, odd, because that was months and months ago, and he reappointed the guy back in February. So, it's only because he's figured out this investigation has actually gathered steam. There were reportedly at least one grand jury meeting, and had sent out subpoenas to witnesses. That depended on Comey. It also depended on having an independent prosecutor willing to make that case. So that may all disappear now. So the real question placed by this is, are we going to ever have an investigation of this significant interference with our election? Now, I've also been disturbed to see Giuliani on the train to Washington this morning, and he was going to the White House. He was encountered by a reporter from New York Magazine. What is he doing there? Maybe he's going to be the next FBI director. The documentary you referred to, which is produced by this wonderful public television network in the Netherlands, did a documentary about Trump's organized crime connections. And they spent 2-3 months here doing this documentary, really an outstanding, path-breaking investigation. That's available at Zembla, ZEMBLA.org, and they will be, they will be coming up with another documentary out tonight, similar subject, new material. The first part, which is online and easily downloadable into an English language version, it should have been picked up by PBS, by 60 Minutes, by ABC News. This story has been, basically neglected by broadcast media in the United States. But it basically shows, among other things, that Rudy Giuliani. The law firm was involved in setting up money laundering companies for Trump's business partners in the Bayrock LLC and a big building that they built in Manhattan, the Trump Soho, in the Netherlands, to launder money for Kazakhstani kleptocrats. It's almost impossible to make this stuff up. But here we have Giuliani. and his law firm, having operated in Kazakhstan, the Giuliani's law firm, which he joined in 2005, Bracewell, had a Kazakhstan office since 1994, because Kazakhstan is one of the former Soviet Union republics that had a lot of oil. And in 2007, after Giuliani had been with the firm for a couple years, they set up this money laundering arrangement for this kleptocrat who'd fled Kazakhstan with $300 million to invest in the Trump Soho. It's just Bayrock, and it's an outrageous story. I mean, I won't try to, you know, it's a complicated tale, but just, you know, let's get our your listeners to just watch that documentary and see if they don't come away persuaded that this president is a has got some very strange friends.
Yes, he does. And the con man that he is, he's certainly going to use them for all they're worth, so to speak. Thanks so much, James. We're out of time, as always. Yep. Love to have you back. We hear more testimony, if whatever it is and however it's presented, then I imagine there'll be a lot more to talk about. But there is so much more here. And